For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Riverside County health officials say a child has tested positive for measles. This is the first confirmed case in the county this year. KVCR's Madison Ahmet has more.
Riverside health officials say the child was not vaccinated and has not traveled recently. Measles is on the rise nationally as more people choose not to vaccinate their children. The California Department of Public Health has confirmed 9 cases of the illness in recent weeks. Measles is highly contagious and spreads rapidly. Common side effects include a prominent rash that typically appears on the face, a cough, and pink eye. Health officials are encouraging people to get vaccinated against the disease. Pregnant women, babies, and people who are immunocompromised are most at risk for severe complications. Meanwhile, San Bernardino County reported its first case of measles since 2023 late last week. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet.
A new bill at the state capitol would allow California's attorney general to sue fossil fuel companies following major weather disasters caused by climate change. The goal is to recover funds from oil corporations to boost the California FAIR Plan and offset rising insurance rates. The state-mandated FAIR Plan offers basic insurance for property owners who cannot get standard coverage. Rashid Ali lost his home in Altadena last year following the Eaton fire. He supports the bill and says the oil industry should share the cost.
Everything we owned, our furniture, our photos, my music studio, my wife's photo studio, all of our artwork, all of our works in progress, gone. We had insurance, but insurance didn't mean we were protected.
In a statement, the Western States Petroleum Association, which lobbies for oil and gas corporations, called the bill a political stunt that would kill jobs and make life less affordable. Similar legislation failed last year. More than 80% of watersheds in the United States lack adequate protection, and now a new online tool will tell you if the river or creek in your neighborhood is in trouble. Suzanne Potter with California News Service has details.
The National Protected Rivers Assessment from the nonprofit American Rivers and Conservation Science Partners shows that hundreds of rivers and creeks across California remain woefully underprotected. John Zablocki with American Rivers says before now, the data has been scattered.
Up till now, nobody's really had a reliable way to assess how protected rivers are. They're really the most threatened systems and also the least identifiably protected. So we set out to develop a framework to address that gap.
The tool includes more than 70 possible mechanisms of protection, from buffer zones of vegetation on riverbanks to local zoning ordinances and wildlife habitat protections. The data show that California watersheds are only 31% protected, but that's one of the highest scores in the nation. Learn more on the American Rivers website. Zablocki says his organization opposes the Trump administration's plan to rescind the 2001 roadless rule and allow more roads to be built in inventoried roadless areas, mostly in U.S. national forests.
Losing those protections can result in increased fires, major sedimentation that's going to impact drinking water supplies and costs for treatment, higher water bills. It's a really significant concern.
He adds the construction of more roads in untouched areas encourages activities like logging and mining that tend to harm the watershed and destroy wildlife habitat. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
A rainy storm system is bringing wet weather and light snowfall at higher elevations across the Inland Empire beginning tonight. Forecasters are saying the main band of rainfall will hit the Riverside area on Wednesday. And then another storm system is coming on the weekend with more light to moderate rain. This has been the Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.